What's going on, guys? Welcome to another installment of Straight Gaming. I'm your host, Kerry, with my co-host, as always.
Me!
You're so slow right now. my co-host, Brittany. We're back again another week. Another set of topics, and you know how it goes, folks. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. But before we start, as always, we like to start off by finding out what each other's been playing. So, Brittany, what have you been playing lately?
I finally had to break down and buy Skyrim.
So, folks, that means I have no life.
Yeah. Between that and reading The Hunger Games, I have not done anything else.
You know what's funny? I got a friend. He just finished the second book.
I just finished the first book this morning, and
on your Fire?
No, I had bought the book before I bought my Kindle, but I hadn't read it yet.
Okay.
But since the movie was getting so close, I'm like, I better read this book before I go see the movie, and that is a really good book. It's a messed up book, but it is really good, and I think the movie's going to be really good, because it's not one of those, it's a young adult novel.
Right.
But it's not one of those sappy teenage romance things.
Not like Twilight, huh?
No. Like, they actually kill lots of people in this book.
Oh. Nice.
Like, gruesome, awful, painful, slow deaths in this book.
Ooh, I like the sound. I might have to go pick up the Hunger Games. And I don't really read, but hey, it sounds kind of interesting. Might have to go pick it up.
It's a really good book, but it's not very long, which I kind of like. Because the author gets to the point. You know, she jumps right into it at the first chapter of the book, and it just, you know, she just goes with it. I hate books where it takes you 10 pages to describe what a tree looks like.
Yeah.
You know, she gets right into it. It's interesting, like the first couple pages.
Okay, that's cool. I can dig that, man, for real. Short, to the point, going to have you in and out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very long, but it is really good.
Cool. Well, as for myself, I've been playing... I went back, because I really haven't been gaming the last couple days. Buddy hit me up. We played a little 2K. I was hoping to play MLB The Show this week, but my buddy couldn't make it Friday for my little get-together, or Monday, because some things came up, but I'll have that by the end of the week. And I do plan to start today. Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm Generations. Heard the game is very good. I know I went and checked out a couple of reviews. Good old faithful IGN gave it an 8.5, so I know I wasn't going to be disappointed anyway, so I'm definitely looking forward to getting to that. Give Call of Duty a little break, and I'm trying to get my hands on Battlefield 3 still, so hint.
I haven't played Battlefield 3 in forever.
Then you might as well just send me yours. You're not playing it.
I think I may have played it like 3 times.
See, you might as well hand it over, because I'm going to play it.
You can have it.
Hey, you heard this, folks? I can have it. I'm texting you my address right now. You can send it out tomorrow.
I don't even think I've used the online pass for that.
Then you need to hand it over, girl, because I'm going to play it. I got too many people asking me to play it.
No, I have played it, because I was playing with Dallas, yeah.
Yeah, it's all good. I got access to an online pass, so I ain't worried about that. You know, I just need the game. So if you're willing to give it up, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. But I'm going to get down on that. But as in always, people, let's get into the topics for this week. Now, first topic. Now, should we give the first topic, or kind of save that for last?
Let's do it. All right. Why not?
So, I mean, if anyone out there, I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of you listening to us are big comic book fans, movie fans. So So for those that are comic book fans and fans of this television series, I'm pretty sure that you are all overly excited to know that The Walking Dead is definitely being made into a game. It's already got a trailer, which I have seen. I am definitely impressed with it for the most part. It's definitely going to be something we will be talking about very soon in our brand new segment, Spotlight Games. So as soon as we get some more info on that game, Britt, have you seen that trailer? Well, you've seen the trailer.
I saw the trailer.
What did you think from that, just the debut trailer? Because I've seen there was a teaser, and that really didn't do too much. But
it looks like just another zombie game.
It's just another zombie game?
That it looks like just another zombie game. Like, I don't know. I mean, you can only make so many zombie games.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I know it's The Walking Dead, but it's still just a zombie game.
But I think that's what's going to differentiate the game between a lot of the other ones because of the fan base of the series. It just seems like, you know, to me, I don't know, I just can't wait for this game because I love the comic book series. I love the TV series. Even though, from what I understand, this game has nothing, it's not following any of the storylines from either of those. So it seems like they're going a whole different storyline, but it's still The Walking Dead. So definitely something we're going to have to look out for. Of course, there's no release date anything for it yet, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to the game. Brittany obviously isn't, because it's just another zombie game.
It is, man. It is just another zombie game. It might as well be like a Dead Island.
Look here.
With different graphics.
But she went out and got that, people. She went out and got that.
Hey, that game was fun as hell, though.
So who's to say? Who's to say that,
if the Walking Dead game has 4-person co-op, I will buy it.
I'm thinking it probably would.
If it has 4-person co-op, I will buy it. Past that, I'm not buying it because the only reason Dead Island was so fun was because you could play it co-op and you could have all kind of crazy weapons and just running around in them little busted-ass trucks running over zombies was fun.
See?
But when I was playing that game by myself, the zombies that run at you scared the hell out of me.
You're scared of zombies.
I cannot do, like, the running zombies. If they're walking at me, I'm cool with it. But the zombies that run at you, I can't do it. Like, I'll put the game down and never play it again.
Mm. Well, like I said, my impressions are, of course, we're definitely going to have to wait on this game to really give it impressions. But from the trailer, I like the graphics. It looks very comic bookish graphically. It is a zombie game, so as soon as we get some more details, maybe a gameplay trailer to see exactly what type of direction they're going in. Brittany can give it more of a thumbs up, but I'm definitely going to give it a thumbs up because I'm pretty sure they're going to go in the direction of multiplayer. It would be kind of cool if the multiplayer kind of played out like the comic where you start off in a pack of maybe like 8 people.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how you guys do, maybe someone in the group becomes a zombie, kind of like a infected type theme in the game. And that personnel is with the zombies coming after you guys. So, that could be a cool aspect, but definitely, it's going to be a game I'm going to be looking out for and definitely doing some more research on and about. So, Look forward to it in the spotlight game section and cast to come, folks. So, to the next topic, we're going to be looking at a Wii, well, not even a Wii title, Nintendo 3DS title, Kid Icarus Uprising. my sentiments exactly. One of my key points is, how do you think the game release of this title is going to do after a 25-year hiatus off the scene of gaming, period?
I mean, I think just because it's been so long since we've seen one of these games, it'll do fairly well. I am not a fan of the platform that it is on.
I'm not either, and I think that's where the problem lies for me and may lie for a lot of other people, because they went straight directly to handheld to release this title after. Now, if they're anything like I am, I was a big Kid Icarus fan back on Nintendo. I mean, I even have it on my Wii right now. And now that you're telling me I have to get a handheld system to play this game, it's kind of disappointing. So I don't know if Nintendo, especially after them designing Pit and putting him in Smash Brothers Brawl, you know, everyone was just hyped and excited to see him in a 3D form. It was like, all right, this just means they have to come out with a title for the Wii.
I love playing him in Super Smash Brothers.
Exactly. So just imagine if they'd have just put him on the Wii as an actual game. They could actually did the game and just had it on the Wii and the 3D, like they do every other game in the 3DS.
Right, yeah.
But no, they were going to put it to handheld because maybe they're kind of fearful it won't do well, maybe. Or just to boost sales on 3DS, because maybe the Vita is kicking their back out right now.
I think that may have been what it is. Because right now, if I had to choose between playing the Vita and playing the 3DS, I'm going to play the 3DS. Or, I'm sorry, the Vita. I'm going to play the Vita, not the 3DS.
She's living La Vita Loco right now.
Dude, I'm tired.
But I have to agree with that, because that's one of the only reasons why I can think they did that as far as planning that game to come out on a handheld over the console systems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could also be that they're getting ready to possibly release the Wii U this year, and they're like, well, we'll just wait till the Wii U drops, because then we can put the game out in HD quality. That could be another reason, but I would have to more say go with the fact that with the release of the Vita and them seeing that the Vita was coming out, they were like, look, we got to have a title that will draw people to back to the 3DS and stay with the 3DS. But I honestly don't think Kid Icarus is going to be enough. I mean,
no.
Just because of this next game we're about to talk about.
I'm pretty sure that this game is going to be subpar.
The one we can't really talk about, or Kid Icarus?
Kid Icarus.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, people, don't get me wrong, I love Nintendo. I love all their platform titles and the game and characters they have brought to the light over the years. But at the same time, them going with this plan of putting Kid Icarus on the handheld first, I think it's going to be a real huge drawback for them in the long run. And they're probably they're going to have to come out with something else to save 3DS, because I just feel as though with everything the Vita gives you right now, you know, cross-play compatibility with certain games, you know, able to use social media networks from your device, you know, it has dual cameras as well, record video. I mean, just certain things right now that thing offers you, I mean, 3DS is going to have to come a little bit harder. Nintendo and the 3DS has to come a little bit harder than just coming out with Kid Icarus.
Yeah, they're, yes.
I mean, I think that's enough said there about Kid Icarus. Don't, like I said, Nintendo fans, please don't hate us. Like I said, I'm a huge Nintendo fan. Brittany's a huge Nintendo fan. I mean, we have our titles we love, but to bring Kid Icarus to handheld is going to be an epic fail, just in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, like I said, this next title definitely is going to be a reason why it will be epic fail, in my opinion. You know, guys, it's that time we're in the power hour, I'm going to start calling it, because we're doing spotlight gaming right now. And the title we're going to talk about today, which would definitely, to me, probably be a 3DS killer. Would be from Sony Computer Entertainment themselves, Gravity Rush. Now,
I cannot wait for that game.
I mean, we've talked about this game how long? I think since they even, you know, came out with the demo systems for GameStops, and it's on the, you know, the systems to play, which hinted that it had to be out in Japan already. But this game just looks freaking fantastic. Comic book style. It's actually a comic bookish action-based game, because there are cutscenes are animated. Some, when you're talking to certain characters, are more like a comic book, which I found very, very cool and very interesting. The game is set to release on June 12th of this year.
It's too long.
Too long, but I believe it's going to be worth the wait, so I'm not even worried about them rushing it. Like, yo, I mean, June, I mean, we're already in, what, we're practically here in April, so, you know, what's another 2 months, 2-3 months, yeah. So, you know, whatever.
I'm excited for it.
But yes, I'm very excited. Of course, it's coming out on the Vita, people. The reason I feel as though this is going to be a killer for the Vita on to kill that handheld competition in 3DS, it's because you're playing with the element of gravity in this game. I mean, if you go look up this game, people, there are trailers out there where this girl jumps off. The main character is a female. It looks like anyone that has the power to use the element of gravity has some type of animal element with them. It gives them the ability to use gravity. Gives them the power somewhat. So this girl, she jumps off building, she'll straight start falling, turn on her powers. Now she's walking on the side of buildings, and you know, it's just a game. It looks crazy, but it looks like it's fun and very interesting, and will be well played by myself. And I know Brittany's gonna be playing this game like crazy. So,
oh yeah, I'm getting it first day.
Yeah, it's definitely a first day pickup. Especially, and yes, first day pickup on a handheld, people. So, but I think that's it, guys. I mean, not much this week.
Nope.
I don't even know, you know, I got to talk to my partner, see if we're going to talk about these two games that came out today at all. Next week, maybe. Possibly.
We'll see.
But as in always, guys, we appreciate you guys listening. We're still looking for people to assist us with Straight Up Gaming. So please do reach out. The links are going to be below the cast itself. You know, email Brittany, and you know, whatever you can bring to the table, you know, hopefully it's something we can use. And that's about it. Until next week, guys.
Yay, next week.
We'll definitely probably bring some more topics next week, but until then, we're going to catch you guys next time.